Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Chantel. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. So I went to file, I opened a new claim yesterday, and I went to verify my weekly certification for the 131, and it kicked me out and said now my claim's inactive. How do I go about, like, making that active again, or will I have to file a whole other claim?
Okay, may I have your social?
Yes, ma'am. It is 388-179775.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Yes, Summer Shay.
Okay, Ms. Shay, can you verify your date of birth and mother's maiden name?
Yeah, 6/11/97. Maiden name is going to be Clausen, C-L-A-S-E-N.
Okay, thank you. Are you able to file your weekly certifications each week?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what was the problem with your claim?
So I called yesterday and I reopened one of my claims, basically opened a whole new claim, and whenever I went to get all my certification today, it says that the claim was inactive.
Okay, so I'm looking at your claim now. It is active. If you just opened it yesterday, then you don't file your weekly certifications until Sunday. So it's not going to allow you right now.
Mm-hmm. It might have just not been updated in the app or something. I'm not sure.
It does take 2 days to update.
It's okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because I clicked on it and I was like, it's just inactive. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's my old claim or something.
Yes, ma'am. It takes about 24 to 48 hours to update in the system online. So.
Okay. And I know that y'all are the new claims line and stuff, but okay, so I was supposed to have a scheduled call this morning, and whenever they called, it went straight to voicemail. Like, it never rang. Like, I never got an actual, like, call. Who can I talk to about that?
I'm sorry. What was it?
I called. I was supposed to have a scheduled call with the inquiry line. And whenever they called this morning, they skipped over ringing my phone, and it literally went straight to voicemail. Do you have anybody in office I can talk to?
If you have pending issues or your claim or something like that, then you'll need to speak with the inquiry line. There's no one in our department that you can speak with about pending issues on a claim.
Okay, yeah, because they literally, like, I was supposed to have a call back, and they... It went straight to voicemail. It never even rang, never nothing like that. And then they told me that I needed to contact the department.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Okay. So there's nobody in your office, not even a tier 2, tier 3, anything like that, not even a manager?
I can check to see for you just a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, ma'am, I'm checking for someone now. It'll be just a few more moments.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Okay, ma'am. So I'm getting assistance now. So when you say when you called the inquiry line, it went to voicemail?
No, whenever they called me, they never, like, it never rang. Like, they literally just left a voicemail. Like, they skipped over the whole call. And they, like, and I mean, I have, like, I'm just wondering if there's anybody I can talk to. I mean, I know that you're on the inquiry line, but, like, I need to talk to somebody about this.
Okay, I'm just checking now to see.
Because I've been battling with unemployment literally since last April. And I mean, I can't seem to get a direct answer or anyone on the phone. And it's like any kind of like assistance or just questions that I have. Like, and it doesn't even have to be about the claim. It's just like, what do I do, you know?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Memorial Solutions tonight.
So ma'am.
Hello, Ms. Shay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sorry about that brief hold. I was just getting information from someone. So unfortunately, there's someone available for that. It is the inquiry line you have to contact again to get a call back, because there's nothing that we can do or someone that
okay.
we have.
Yes. So do you have any insight on if I could do an in-person, not interview, but a meeting or anything like that? Like, I need to get this handled. Like, they're talking about garnishing my wages and taking my taxes and stuff like that. Like, and none of the inquiry people will answer. I have attested this since April 2/6.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. For an appointment, it is the inquiry line that you'll have to contact.
Do you know of any office doing like in person appointments? I mean,
I'm sorry, I wouldn't have the information. We're just the claims line.
Okay. Is there anybody I can call and get that information?
I wouldn't have the information as well. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for all your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.